So many times you'd hear parents use this as their, you know, you better, you know, behave yourself. And I always wondered, did any parents ever follow through with this threat? Well, Spike knows somebody that did. It's Mojo in the Morning Show.
If you don't knock it off, I'm turning this car right around. We've all heard it, but what happens when parents really turn the car around? I have a friend who did this just recently, and I was like, my jaw dropped, because I think everybody's threatened their kids, but I don't know a lot of parents that actually turn the car around. So if you actually did, or if you're one of the kids whose parents turned the car around, I want you to call and tell us about it, because this was so rare to me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Where were they going?
They were so my friend in New York was taking his kids to Six Flags Great Adventure theme park. So it's kind of like if we were going to Cedar Point for the day.
Okay.
Except his son and daughter wouldn't stop fighting. And so he said the threat, you know, hey, if you guys don't knock it off, I'll turn right around. We won't go to the park. Well, give him 20, 30 minutes. His son knocked his sister's phone right out of her hand. And it, I guess it hit the ground. It hit the little track that your car seat's on. And it scratched the screen of her phone. So he did it. He turned the car around. So
that's amazing.
It's like a 90-minute round trip, and they never even made it to the park.
That's amazing parenting, because you don't know how many times I've threatened my kids with that particular, you know, thing. And one time we were on our way to go visit my family in Chicago, and the kids were like, please, turn this car around.
Yeah, we don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
You have to follow through, right? The threat is just an empty threat, and kids catch on to that. I'll never forget being at my brother's house for an Easter dinner, and I remember him going, one, two, and his daughter said, Dad, nothing ever happens when you get to three, and just kind of sashayed out of the room. I was like, oh my God, I would have beat her over the head right there and there. But now I shout out to Lauren, because now she has kids of her own. She's going to feel it.
Well, I'm such a pushover, and you guys know this in my parenting, but I was so proud of myself last week because I did turn around, and we weren't in the car. We were on our bikes. So I was with Lucy and Smith. They're 7 and 4, and we were biking up to this is the day before Lucy broke her arm, in fact. We were biking up to this little ice cream place, like our neighborhood ice cream place, to get ice cream, and I wanted a slushie really bad because it was so darn hot outside, and they were driving me crazy, just at each other's throats the whole time, and I kept warning, Mom will turn around. We will turn around and go home, and nobody will get ice cream. We got to the place, put the kickstands up on our bikes, and they were still doing it. And I was like, everybody back on your bike. We're going home. And
we
did. And it's painful, isn't it? Because you look forward to it as much as the kids are looking
forward to it. And I felt really bad. But, man, I knew I had threatened it so many times that finally I had to follow through.
Yeah, that's good to parenting, to follow through on that whole thing. When, Spike, you brought up the counting thing. My kids used to, when I would do 1, 2, 3, Jacob would go 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm like, you dick. What's up, Kim?
Hey, so I used to do that. I'm going to turn this car around, and now I'm going to stop this car, and I have to learn to stop the car because I flipped my car beating my kids on 75.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, I was in a Volvo. Everybody was good. Nobody got hurt but me. And now we stop that car, and if I stop that car, they're trying to launch the doors. I will beat. And if I have to climb through that back seat, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm done.
You actually flipped your car from reaching back to hit your kids.
On Christmas Day 2013, I was driving from Detroit to Owosso, and I flipped my car in, what is that called, Grand Blanc?
Grand Blanc. So maybe you're the one that needs to do the count to three just to cool your temper a little bit.
Kim, when you say beat your kids, please tell me that you're not beating your kids.
I'm not literally, but I mean, I get that butt, and I will beat your little butt if you want to act out. And if I stop that car... Now I stop that car because we don't want to flip. But if I stop this car, I'm going to whoop you, and I am going to beat the little butts. I'm not going to smack all over.
Also, please tell me that stop the car, you pull over to the side so that the rest of us in traffic don't hit you.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've now learned we're not going to beat your car on 75.
By the way, I would be scared of this, Mom.
I just put my seatbelt on.
Wow.
Seriously. Listen, when I was a kid, I was glad my dad, they always had a big sedan. The family car was always very big, so I knew my dad's slapping hand couldn't reach to the back seat. So I knew, okay, he'll forget by the time we get to our destination.
That's what happens when the kids are sitting in the third row, you know.
They're safe.
MJ.
Hey, how How you doing, boss?
Good. What's going on, boss?
Nothing. Just a little comment on the turning the car around. I was young a couple years back. I was driving with my dad, and he warned me, like, oh, I'm going to pull over and beat your ass. So we had a minivan at the time. You know how they have the second row and the third row? When he actually pulled the car over, I jumped back to the third row, which is like, okay, I'm going to turn this car around and take you home, which is like about a 45-minute drive. Mm-hmm. For him to stay mad for 45 minutes, you got to find some reasoning. Like, I couldn't even say anything. I jumped back to the third seat so I wouldn't get my ass beat.
Yeah, you hope that the long drive will calm him down a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah.
What's happening?
My kids were fighting so bad when we went somewhere. I mean, I'm getting the car. They're like, we're going home? I'm like, no. What I did is I loaded them all up. We went to a federal prison. Out in front of it, I said, you keep fighting, this is where you're going to end up at.
Wow.
And they stopped.
Wow. Talk about a dad that wants to really make a point. Drive all the way to the federal prison.
Right?
That's amazing.
Dad, I just took away the slushy.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the texter here that says that they did exactly what Spike's friends did going to Cedar Point? They almost got right up to Cedar Point. They were driving a couple of hours to go there and turned around, went home. Jordan.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I had friends that had the same thing at Cedar Point. It's like kids fighting, and then like half hour later, it's like, well, the wife mentioned it. It's like, I'll turn around. And the husband's like, uh-oh, because they're still going to fight. And they already had, like, fast passes and food passes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's painful.
It's like, and those are, like, $80 a person.
So what did they do? Right. Did they turn around, or did the husband say, no, I paid good money?
No, they turned around. It's like, ouch. That's-
yeah. Well, my friend bought the tickets online in advance, and I'm like, man, you're committed because you can't use those again. And the kids were 9 and 11 are too young to, like, charge them for the tickets and teach them a lesson.
I would be like, I'm going to pull this car around and drop my mom off.
Yeah.